Okay, very exciting day today. Let's get started here right at 6 o'clock to get to maximize the time that we have. A huge mazal tov in advance. Let's get started for Nofes Tzufim. Nofes Tzufim. Boker Tov, it's great to have you back. Nofes Tzufim is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a number of things took place. It was like our downfall. The spiritual downfall was paralleled by a physical downfall. Let's see what this means about 12 lines up or so from the bottom of Mem Ches Amid Beis. Nofes Tzufim. By Nofes Tzufim. Says Gemara, what does this mean for the Mishnah? Amar Rav. It's some soles. It's some sort of rich texture of flour. Shetzof al gabi nafa that would like float on top of the sieve because it was so thick and so amazing. Dom al isa shemilosha bedvash b'shemen, and it's like dough that was mixed with dvash and shemen oil and honey. And as we said again, when the spiritual level went down, physical stuff also decreased there. Levi says, no, it's like two loaves of bread that stick to each other inside the oven. And they stick to each other, they blow up and rise, that they're able to connect. These brachos were tremendous. Rabbi Shub and Levi Omar, it's honey that comes from this mountainous area, or these mountains. My mashma, how do we know that it's some sort of mountainous area? As Rav Sheshes explains, Kimo di nitzan di briyosa, just like bees go up, v'shaitan bromei olma, and fly up in the high areas. U'masyan duvsha me ishvei tura, and they bring honey down from the mountaintops. Oh, so we see that, right? Tanarosam kolanitso, whoever pours, we have a new halacher. If somebody pours, if you pour from a tar keli into a tame keli, so does the tar keli become tame or not? Is what you pour from, is that going to make it tame? Answers the Gemara. Kolanitso, whoever pours tar, it's generally tar. Chutz midvash zifim, except this thick type of honey, because what happens when you pour it is that when you stop pouring it, it still bounces back. So there's like that connection point between both of the kalim. Vatsapichim, and this I'm sort of like honey with wax, it's also very thick. My zifim, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan, dvash shemizifin bo. As Rashi explains, mitokshu tov va'av, as it's good and thick, ma'arvin bo mayim v'yayin v'ein karispo, you can even mix water and wine into it, it won't get diluted, you won't even recognize it. Reish Lakish Amar, al shem ekomo, no, it's named after its place, k'ksiv zif v'talim uba alos, a pasuk from Yoshua. K'kirtzi b'davar ato omer, b'va azifim v'yomer l'shol, halo David uchulu, they said that they could deliver David into Shol's hands. My zifim, from the pasuk, what does even mean? Amar Yochanan ben Adam, am zayfim devrayim. They're liars. Rabbi Elazar Amar al shem ekoma. No, they're just from a certain place. Kedeksiv zif etalam ubalos. Similar to what we just had before, that same pasuk from Yoshua. Upasku anshei emona. Fascinating Gemara. A lot of agadata this last plot. Upasku anshei emona. When Beis Mikdash was destroyed, the anshei emona, the people of Emuna, were no longer. What does this mean? These are people that believe in Hashem. The Tanya, Belezer Gotalomer. Call me Sheyeshlo Paspisalo. Famous line. Whoever has Paspisalo, whoever can literally feed his family today. But Omer, Mauchel Machar. What will I eat tomorrow? Oh boy. What's coming up tomorrow? Eino Ela Mekatnei Emona. It's only from the Mekatnei Emona, those with little Emuna. What a line. What a powerful line. How to understand this line. Again, we have a lot of lines like this today. We're just going to have to kind of roll through it. But to recognize that we're not, but if we have life insurance, Avadio said that we should have life insurance. It's not of the Mekatnei Emona. And many other people say that too. So you have to recognize that there's this sort of balance, but to really truly trust and appreciate and recognize Hashem in our daily lives and to recognize and to be of these full people of full emunah. What's this pasuk from Zechariah? Ki mi baz lo yom katnus? Who's going to be embarrassed on that yom katnus? Mi gar matzadikim sheiz baz v'shulchanon? L'asu lavo. Who causes these tzadikim that they're going to be embarrassed or depleted on l'asu lavo in the world to come? Last line of Mem Ches Amid Beis. Katnus shayibu, and it's the katnus in them. El Hashem minu b'kodesh baruch hu. Shlo minu b'kodesh baruch hu, is that they didn't believe in Hashem. The Gra has a beautiful line. Let's be at peace with what we have in this world. Let's recognize that it's all from Hashem. Then we can have both this world and the next. Rav Amar Elu Katnei B'nei Rishei Yisrael. No, these are the Katnei, the young infants, the young children of the Rishei B'nei Yisrael. Elaz Rashi says, Shemesuk Shem Kitanim. They died when they were young. Shemibaz Bezin Din Avim Lasalovo. Because they deplete, they sort of say rip up, they get rid of their father's wicked decree in the world to come. What does that mean? Over in the funnel, they say to Hashem, it's beautiful. The kids say to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Miachar Shatos Litar Mehen. You've already punished my dad. He's already had to mourn over me. I passed away young. Lame Kisa Shinim Bum. Why do you got to blunt their teeth again and also punish them in the world to come? Make my death be a kapar for them. Amar, Rabbi Lazar bar Yirach, Yivrachya, a little bit of a new piece. El mal tefilos shel David. Had it not been for the tefillah of David HaMelech, he called Israel Mochrei Revav. All Israel would have been, you know, our professions would have been sellers of certain grease. Shneimar, Shisa Hashem, Mora Lahem. By the way, when I read this Gemara last night, I was thinking Mochrei Rechev. They're all going to be car salesmen. I was like, no, wait, it doesn't say Rechev, it's Revav. So, we're not all car salesmen, and thanks to David HaMelech, we're also not all sellers of grease. He allowed us to expand our repertoire a little bit. Had it not been for the tefillah of Yechabakuk, and two Tzamim Yechamim would have had to cover themselves in one blanket, Oskin B'Torah, and they would have had to be Osei Kendora that way. Shnemar Hashem Shamati Shemacha, Yerich Hashem Palecha, Bekerv Shonim Chayehu. It says Shonim, I'll take her Bekerv Shonim, Elo Bekerv Shnaim, within two. By the way, just to appreciate, David HaMelech prayed for all of Klal Yisrael, for all the people who work generally, that they should have the types of professions that speak to them. And Habakkuk prayed for the Talmid Chachamim. V'amar Rabbi Lobar Yivrachya, Shnei Talmid Chachamim Hamahalchen Baderch, two Talmid Chachamim that are traveling on the road, Vein Beinehen Divrei Torah, and they're not talking in Torah. They didn't share halacha, a thought, or something. Ru'uyim Lisareif Ba'esh, it's worthy that they burn in fire and be no longer. Shnemar, we have a pasuk from Melachim. V'heima holchem halof v'daber, hina rechav eish v'chulu. We have a pasuk about Elio and Elisha. There was a chariot of fire, and they could walk through it. So taima d'ikadibor, the only reason why they could walk through this fire is because they were Dibor, they were talking Torah. Like a Dibor, but had they not been talking in Torah, we're in the story that they should have been burned. V'amri b'la bar yivrachya, sheniz b'lachom ha'adorin b'irachas. Two Tzamir HaChamim that live in one city, v'ein nochen zelzeb alacha, and they're not pleasant with each other with alacha, they don't get along. Acha echad meis echad gola, one dies and one is exiled. Shemar lanush shemar rotzeach, asher yirtzach, asher yirtzach esreu b'vli das. V'ein das elo Torah. And what's das referring to? Das is Torah. Shemar, nidmei ami b'vli hadas. That passage from Hoshea. My nation has forsaken me. Mibli das, das is referring to Torah. Amar Biyuda Brei Drabichia. Right, which Tamechum gets skulls? Which Tamechum, which one gets death? It's a discussion. Amar Biyuda Brei Drabichia called Tamechum. Called Tamechum Osek B'Torah Mitoch Hatchak. Beautiful line. Who whichever Talmud Chacham is able to learn Torah Mitoch Hatchak amidst challenging times, is they don't just kind of forsake Torah, but they are still able to focus and learn Torah. Come to a Daf Yomi Shir. Tfilos Onishmas. They're Tfilos are heard. Shenemar ki am b'tzion yishev Yerushalayim b'chalu sivke chan yichanech l'kol zakecha kishma so anoch, that for those who live in Yerushalayim Hashem will grant what they want. Is that everybody know k'siv basrei, and what's that referring to? Nas Hashem lechem 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 tzor umayim lachatz, and that's referring to those that are going through challenging times. Rabbi Avo Omer maspi and oso miziv shechina, it's not just that Hashem listens to us, but Hashem satiates us through the ziva shechina, through the splendor of the shechina. Shenemar vayu einecha ros esmarecha riacha bar chanina amar afein pargun en al b'fanav. Again, all these things. If somebody's going through challenging times, the Talmid Chacham, and he's still able to learn Torah, then all these wonderful things, and also the pargud, this certain curtain that exists between this world and the next, some sort of spiritual thing, is not locked before us. We have a straight connection to Hashem. Shnemar v'lo yechanaf od morecha. Rashba gomer shemim ben gomil omer, mishum revishua, miyom shechar beis hamikdash, ein v'chulu. We had the Mishnah yesterday that said that there is no day without a curse since the beis hamikdash has been destroyed. Amarava, b'chol yom v'yom ruba kolosom mishal chavero. Wow, every single day is worse, is more cursed than the previous day. Shemar baboker tomar mitein erev. In the morning we'll say, oh, when will it be evening? Uba erev, in evening we'll say, tomar mitein boker, when will it be morning? Hey boker, says Gemara, which boker is this? Which morning are we praying for? If we're going to say it's for the next day, miyodamai havi, are we going to know what's really going to be the next day? So how do we know to pray for the next day if it won't be better? Ela dechalef, really we're asking for the previous day. Vela alma, amai kamakayim. Wait, but if every day is really going to be so bad, and the next day is just going to be worse, says the Gemara, how can the world possibly continue to exist? Answers the Gemara, akdusha desidra. Because we say the words kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Vaya heishmei rabba de'agadata. And we say heishmei rabba in kadosh de'rabonon. That supports the world. Shenemar eretz afsa kama ofel, that the world is covered in this darkness. Salmavas lo sidre hayesh sedarim, but if there is seder, if there is the seder that we said before, the kedusha and the kadosh 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 tofiyami ofel, that is what assists us from the darkness. From when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tal does not fall for the full bracha, and Tam from Paris was taken away. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Tara Butla, Tam Reach. As we said, right, when Tara was no longer, the full Tam of fruit we no longer have. Meiser, once Meiser was done improperly, Bitel Shuman Dagan, the richness of the Dagan, the wheat, was no longer as well. We have a continuous theme here the last couple of days, is that when our spiritual level decreases, the materialism decreases as well. Rav Huna Ashgach Turmasa Dechinu Nisa. Rav Huna found this creamy date. Seemingly, it was out of place. Shukla Krocha Basudre. He put it into his pocket. Asa Rabba Bray. And his son came, Amarlein, he said, Murchina Recha Dechinu Nisa. I smell a creamy date. Amarlein, B'ni, Tarayish Becha. Because you have the spiritual sensitivity to be able to smell it, I know you're on that Torah kind of level. Yovaniele. So here you go, son, enjoy. Adahachi, also, Abba, Bray. Meanwhile, came Rav Huna's son, Shukla Yovaniele. So the dad gave it to the son. Rav Huna's grandson then got it. Amarle, the grandfather says, Beni, Samachta Sleepy, you made me so happy, you gave me so much nachas. Bikesa Shani, then you knocked out my teeth, you made me so upset. Why? Because you should have given it to your son. I gave it to you because you were on that spiritual level. You just gave it to your son for no reason. Hanudam Rinchi, this is what people say, the famous adage, Rachme Abba, de Abba Abne, that a father's mercy is on his son. Rachme Divne, but a son's mercy, Abne de Habule, is on his son. The natural love that we have is from a father to a son. And as we know, the famous Rav Dessler in Michta Melio and Strive for Truth, that it's giving. The more we give, the more we love. And therefore, a father naturally loves his son, a parent naturally loves their child because of how much they give, not the other way around. And perhaps I was thinking that's why we have a mitzvah, kibud es ha'av, right? The kibud av the aim, but there's no mitzvah to love a child. Mitzvah to teach our child, but not to love our child because it's natural that we're going to do so. Unbelievable. We should also recognize that in the relationship of Hashem and us, who's a parent, who's a child, Hashem naturally loves us.
Psychologically, it's interesting because you would expect if somebody's giving you stuff all the time, that person would naturally love you.
Correct. But also psychologically, we know that if anybody of us receive gifts, David, from people, do we naturally love them or we...
You appreciate
them. We appreciate them. Sometimes it also builds up a certain sense of...
If you're holy.
Yeah.
Hmm? If you're holy.
Tov, Hashem's our Father, He loves us.
And just like we have a mitzvah, keep it away, we have a mitzvah, we have to Hashem HaKecha.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, very beautiful, thank you. Let's love Him back. Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Itzpal Bey, Yaakov Bar Brate. Ravacha Bar Yaakov raised his grandson. Ki Gadol, when the grandson got bigger, Amar Le, the grandfather says to the grandson, Ashke Maya, can I please have a cup of water? Amar Lo, the grandson says back, La Brechana, no, I'm not your son, I'm not obligated to give it to you. Oh. A lot of discussion there. Maybe he was learning Torah. But anyways, he's not the son. Hanadam Rinchi, Ravi Ravi, Bar Bratoch, Ana. Raise me. I'm your grandson. But of course, I might not actually respect or honor you when it comes down to it. There's a big halakhic discussion what the halakhic ramifications are for a grandson to honor his grandparent. But let's move on. Says the Mishnah. I'm trying very hard to knock it off topic to make sure that we are able to finish today for the Siyam. Befomas shel Aspisionis. In the siege of Yerushalayim, we had a couple steps. This is in the times of Second Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbanim made various decrees on us to feel the mourning that we were going through, to feel the sad times, the heavy times we were going through in a couple stages. So, Bipumo Shel Aspiasonis, in that first stage, Gozru Al Ataros Chasanim. They no longer had these crowns of the Chasanim, which I think the Chasanim had. It was more like a glory thing with that when they got married. Al Ha'irus, some sort of musical instrument, the Gemara is going to explain. The Pumos Shel Titus, during the campaign of Titus, Gozer al Taros Kalos, even the Kalos weren't able to wear them. Vishlo Yilmat Adam Beno Yivanis, and a parent should not teach his child Yivanis. Oh, Hanukkah. But no, we'll learn Bezrat Hashem on Amud Beis what this means. The Pumos HaAcharon, this is the real siege of Titus, which resulted in the final destruction. Rachman Atlan of the Beis HaMikdash, Gozru Shlotetze Kalaba Piryon Besochair, that a kala should not go with a canopy in the city. Amazing, it's a lot around marriages. Virabosenu Hitiru Shate But nevertheless, the Rabbanan did allow that she's able to go out with the canopy inside the city. Misha Meis, Rabbi Meir. Famous lines. When certain people died, what ceased to exist from the world? Misha Meis, Rabbi Meir, Batlu Moshe Mishalem. Those who are able to really say and appreciate these analogies were no longer. Misha Meis Ben Azai. Batlu Hashakdonim. The diligent Torah scholars were no longer, right? Ben Azai did not get married, as we know. Or at least if he did get married, he got divorced, right? We had that whole discussion earlier in the Gemara. So the diligent ones who were really able to totally focus were no longer. Misha Meis Ben Zoma. Batlu Hadarshanim. Misha Meis Rabbi Kiva. Batlu Kavod HaTorah. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Balu Anshe Maisa, those Anshe Maisa were no longer. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi passed away, Katonta Paske Chasodim. There were no more pious men. Lama Nikar Shemo, Katonta, right? Katonta Paske Chasodim. Or, sorry, Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katonta, right? I think his name is Katonta, right? Then Paske Chasidim. So why was Rabbi Yossi called Katonta? Shehaya Katonta Shel Chasidim. He was the least of those pious people. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Batel Ziv HaChochma. That when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai passed away, the Ziv HaChochma, the splendor of Chochma, was no longer. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein, Batel Kavod HaTorah. That when Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein passed away, another form of Kavod HaTorah was no longer. Rabbi Ki was also Kavod HaTorah. This is another form of Kavod HaTorah. Umeisa Tara Uprishos. And Tara and Prishos were also no longer. Mishmeis Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi. But the Ziv HaKahuna, the Ziv HaKahuna, the splendor of Kahuna, was no longer. Mishmeis Rebbe, Batel Anava, then when Rebbe passed away, Batel Anava, Anava was Batel, the Yiras Chet, and there's no longer the Yiras Chet. We'll have, of course, the famous last few words of the Gemara, where people said, oh no, it's still alive and well, I'm around. So we'll see that coming up soon. Says the Gemara, or maybe not the Gemara, there's a big discussion, is this the Gemara, or does the Gemara start a number of lines down on Pei Tes Amid Beis? On Memtes Amid Beis. But anyways, regardless of the Mishnah or the Gemara, let's continue to read. Tanur Rabbanan, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yaron, or Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Boshu Chaveir Muvnei Chorin. Again, a number of sad things that happened once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Boshu Chaveir Muvnei Chorin, that the Tamid Chamim and the people of Yichos, they were Boshu, meaning that their stature was no longer appreciated, but they were the ones who were more lowly. The Chofu Rosham. Rashi explains, the Chofu Rosham, Shegovra Yad Azeponim Mamzerim, about seven lines up from the bottom, right? The Yad Azeponim, the bashful ones of Mamzerim, they got strong. Shemashirim, they were the ones who were wealthy and powerful. The Eloanim, but the Chaverim, right? The ones who were righteous, they were the poor and the downtrodden ones. The Nadalblu Anshe Maisa, and the Anshe Maisa became impoverished. The Gavru Bali Zeroa, and the Bali Zeroa, the physically strong people, they were the ones who became empowered. Bali Lashon, the ones who spoke Lashon Hara. The Ein Doresh, the Ein Mevakesh, the Ein Shoel, what a line. There were nobody who sought to help us. There were nobody who was asking about us. Nobody caring about us. Al Milan Elisha Ein, on who could we possibly lean? Al Avinu Shabashamayim. Only person, the only being, the only thing that we could possibly do is lean on Avinu Shabashamayim. Rabbi Lazar got alone there, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Sharu Chakimai Lameve Kisifraya, that the scholars began to be like school, like the teachers in school. We're going to have a number of levels now, that each person on a certain level kind of lessened a level. Vesifrai Kechazanaya, and the teachers in school became like a chazan, or like a gabai in shul. The chazanaya ka'amad ara, and those people became like amay aretz, meaning people just lessen their stature, their connection, their level of knowledge. The amad ara and the amay aretz, azla v'dildla, became poorer and poorer in their stature. Last amud in Mesecha Sota. And Ellie, it's 6:19. We have more than halfway for the second half today. Whoa. We're setting a record, I think, here. The Ein Shoel, the Ein Mevakesh. There nobody sought to help us, to care about us, right? We don't say here the Ein. We had here the Ein Doresh, Ein Mevakesh, Ein Shoel. Here we only have two, but there were nobody who was caring about us. A lot of parallels. We're in the same dark exile that this Gemara is talking about. Al mi yesh lehisha'ein, who could we possibly lean on? Al avinu shebashamayim, only on avinu shebashamayim. The ikvas de Mashiach, the ikvas Mashiach, we have a number of things now, famous Gemara, a number of things that will happen in the times of Mashiach, highly discussed. We can use our imagination to see, or not even such an imagination to see, how many of these are relevant, if not all of them are relevant, in the times that we live. Chutzpah yiske. Famous line, chutzpah will increase. I love it. If you read the book, The Startup Nation, on startups in Israel and entrepreneurship, one of the big things that they say, the reason why we're so successful in our startups, is because we have chutzpah. Amazing. Chutzpah is like one of the biggest zinger words in the Tel Aviv texting. We have chutzpah, so we're so successful. Chutzpah yiske. We'll have chutzpah in the times of Mashiach. The yoker yamin. And prices will soar. The economy will be out of whack. Hagefen titin pirya. Grapes will bring forth wine. The hayayin biyoker. But the wine will be expensive. Why? The demand will be so high. Take a look at Rashi. Shakol oskim mishtos. Everybody's just partying. Everybody wants wine. Umalchus tepach laminos. The malchus will just be full of heresy. Vein tochochos. Vein tochochos, there will be no rebuke. Base vad yilaznus. Base vad. Base vad. What's a base vad? Meeting houses, academic institutions perhaps. Yilaznus will be places full of immorality. Vagolil yecharav, and the galil will be destroyed. Vagavlon yishum, and another place will be desolate. The people live on the border. They're just going to wander from city to city. Gaza Strip? I don't know. And they will not have rest. I just thought of that right now. I don't know. So from Tisrach. And the wisdom of scribes. Tisrach.
They call it the Gaza Belt. Borders.
Interesting. The Chochmos so from Tisrach. The wisdom of Sophrim, Tisrach, will just decay. V'yirachet yim'asu. And people who have yirachet, they'll be despised. V'emes tehenederes. Truth will be absent. Ne'arim p'nei zekenim yalbinu. Young ones, if you're not old ones, will be insolent, right? Respect to older generation. We're smarter. The famous story of Rebakov, of the Kamenetsky, if I'm not mistaken, right? It was him, the famous story. He was on the airplane, and his kids coming up after him, you know, Sava, can I help you? Can I get anything? And all of a sudden, he's sitting beside this person who was a total atheist. And the guy says to him, so, like, what? Well, like, how do you have your kids and your grandkids serve you and respect you so much? He goes, well, what we believe is that every generation that was closer to Har Sinai was closer to that full connection of receiving the Torah with Hashem. What you believe is that every upper generation is closer to being an ape. So why should your grandkids respect you? They're more people than, you know, you're more of an ape than they are. So the insolence will be much for the from the younger generation. Zekanim yamdu mipnei knanim, and old ones will start standing up in front of young ones. Ben menuval av, a son will insult his father. Bas kama bi'ima, a daughter will rise up against her mother. Kala b'chamosa, daughter-in-law in front of her mother-in-law. Oyve ish anche beso, a man's worst enemies can be those in his own home. Whoa. Pnei hador kifnei hakelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of the kelev. The face of a dog. Can I just read this for 1 second? There's a beautiful line here that's brought down from the Chafetz Chaim, famous line about the Pnei Kelev. He says here, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. This is brought down from the Art Scroll 49b1. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in the Kuntres Ikvos Mashiach quotes an explanation here from the Chafetz Chaim. The face of the generation are the leaders. See Bereishis Rabbah. A leader must guide his people authoritatively and teach them right from wrong. But in the period before Mashiach, the ostensible leaders will first check to see if their views will be popularly received, like a dog that looks back to see if his master follows.
It's funny because actually in the embedded class is the exact same thing, that that's the way we have to behave. It's like dogs. When it comes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you need to face them like dogs.
Beautiful. That's excellent. It's an excellent point. It seems that what he's referring to is not with us and Hashem,
I know.
With leaders and their followers.
Right. So it's the opposite.
Correct.
It's
correct.
The opposite of the way we're supposed to
be. Excellent. Haben einu mispaish me'aviv, a child will not be abashed, will not be embarrassed, will not be humbled, so to say, in front of his father. Val ma yesh lan lehisha'ein. In these challenging times, right before Mashiach alavinu shabashamayim, we can only lean on our Father in heaven. Amar Rav. talking about the atar, the crown. Lo shanu el shel melech v'gofres. Right, that sort of crown, it was made out of some sort of sulfur, salt, aval shel hadas v'shel ver mutter. But they did not decree on those that were made out of myrtles and roses. I guess it wasn't as beautiful. V'shmul amar af shel hadas v'shel ver aser. Now, even those that are made out of that are still aser. Shel kanim v'shel chilas mutter. But reeds and sedges, so to say, are mutter. Levi amar af shel kanim v'shel chilas aser. And he gets all aser. Chen tani levi b'mas nisa af shel kanim v'shel chilas aser. It's all aser. Again, to feel the destruction. There's a number of things we were doing from Mishnah to feel the destruction of the Bayis Sheni, to recognize that loss in our midst. We had a big discussion yesterday about music. Music today. Ellie and I were discussing that in the car, also towards Yerushalayim. There's a lot there. We should all think about what we do to really feel. Also, the Beis Hamikdash with Victor Miller and his 10 steps to the greatness. Right? He says every day we should sit on the floor, even for just a few seconds, and think about the loss, and think about the world today without the Beis Hamikdash and what life could be like. Vala Iros, this sort of instrument was also banned. Ma'iros Amir Lazar Tavla Dechad Puma, some sort of ring around bells, a ball, what it seems to be, the Rambam on Mishnah, the way he describes it, it's like a bongo. It's like a thing with a thing that's wrapped over the top on one side. It's like a bongo. So that type of instrument was no longer allowed. Rav Barbar, I guess not a bongo, because we have a bongo now, or maybe it wasn't allowed then. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Avad Le Levre Tanbura. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna made for his son, he prepared for his son for his wedding, a tambourine, Asavua. And then his father came, Tavra, and he broke it. Right? So the grandfather came and broke the tambourine that the father of the chassan made. Amar Le, he says, Michlaf B'tavl B'chad Puma. Right? This can be confused for a tavl B'chad Puma. Right? The thing that's not allowed. Zilav Le, a Puma de Chatzvo, Puma de Kfiza. Go make another instrument. Why do you got to make something that's so similar to what's not allowed? And my... I think my look, it could be Marasayin. Go make something that's a little bit more appropriate and won't be confused for something wrong. The Poma Shel Tutus, Shel Titus, Gazral, Lataris, Kalos, Fechulu. And this was the second stage that they also decreed on the crowns for the Kalos. Maya Taris Kalos, Am Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabyochan, Ir Shel Zav. Some sort of tiara of gold with like a picture of Yerushalayim. Tanin Amiochi, right? And perhaps with so much glory and splendor that's given to Yerushalayim, it kind of looks... It doesn't bring out the fact that Yerushalayim is about to be destroyed. Tani Namihachi, Ezo Ataris Kalos, Ir Shel Zav. It's like ears, like this picture of Zav. Aval Osa, Kipa Shel Melas. But you can make it out of some sort of fine wool. It doesn't have that same...
Lord.
Radiance.
Thank you. All great words. Thank you.
It was except Shabbos, the Mishnah is in Shabbos, that Ir Shel Zav also, that the women would wear some kind of Ir Shel Zav. It was a different one.
A kala or just in general?
I don't think there is a kala.
Interesting.
Se. I think that one's a less radiant one. It was more like a normal piece of
great. Thing. Thank you.
Not that kind of kala.
Tana, afal chupas chasanim gozru. Also on the chupa of chasanim, my chupas chasanim, zehoris hamzuavos. Some sort of cloth that have this little gold of trimming around it. Tanya namiyachi elin chupas chasanim, zehoris hamzuavos, cloth with a trimming of gold, aval osa papyrus, but you can make this lattice, vitolova komashirta, and you can adorn it with whatever you want, but it's like this like highest level of gold with the trimming is not going to work. We shouldn't teach our children Yevanis. What does that mean? Tanarbanan. Kishetzaru malchei beis chashmonai zelze. Unbelievable. Eighth day of Chanukah, and we're talking about the beis chashmonai, and in future generations, what happened? Of course, we learned already at the beginning of Chanukah, right, that they didn't, that they took over the malchus, and they shouldn't have. So haya horkenes mi bachutz. Two brothers were fighting over the malchus. One of them, horkenes, was outside Yerushalayim. V'aristobulus mi bifnim. And Aristobulus was inside Yerushalayim. V'chol yom v'yom haya meshalshlin dinarim bekupel malin lem to meet him. That every day, people inside Yerushalayim would lower money down in some sort of a pouch, and the people outside would give them an animal for the carbon tumid. Unbelievable. They were surrounded, and they still wanted to have their carbon tumid. Amazing, Mr. Snepesh. But there was a Zoki Nechad inside who knew Chochmas Yevanis. Again, not just the language, but the Chochmas Yevanis. Laz Lam Bechochmas Yevanis. He communicated to the outside people in the Chochmas Yevanis. Kolzman She'oskim Ba'avodas is a Musar for us. Whenever we're involved with Avoda, with Avodas Hashem, with Torah, Ein Nimsar Biedchem. We will never be given over. We will never succumb to the non-Jews. L'machar. Shilshu lehem dinar bekupa. So the next day, when the Jews inside sent the dinar in a kupa, vehel lehem chazir. So the outside one sent them a chazir over, and they couldn't bring the carbon tumid. Kevin shigiel chetzichoma. Once this chazir got to half the wall of Yerushalayim, not Tziponov. dug its fingernails into the wall. Nizdazeh Eretz Yisrael Abramea Parsa. That Eretz Yisrael shook for 400 parsos. Os Oshomer, and at that time they said, Orr Adam Sheigad El Chazerim. So upset were they that, first of all, that they had a Chazer. The people outside said that we can no longer raise, right? I think even nowadays, right? We're not allowed to raise. We don't even have a pig, like a pig farm. But Orr Adam Shilma Livno Chachmas Yivanis. And we cannot teach our children Chachmas Yivanis. Is this related to like the Hellenism? The Chachmas Yivanis?
It's Greek mythology.
It's Greek mythology? Okay, so some... I mean, it's unbelievable that we're learning this on the 8th day of Hanukkah, right? It's not just... Sorry?
Chochmah v'goyim tamim. It might not even be bad. It might not be Avodah Zarah stuff.
Right.
It's not about Avodah Zarah. It's about the fact that they... the whole point of the Greeks was to take out the Torah. Not the Torah. To take out God from the Torah. They had no problem with the Torah. They had no problem with the mitzvot. They had problem that we were learning, like, as if the Torah was God's, and that we would believe in mitzvot that were of God's ratzon. That's why we say Torotecha vechoke ratzonecha. Because that's what they wanted to get rid of. They didn't care if we learned Torah, because it was chacham. They didn't care that we did mitzvot as long as it wasn't a mitzvah like the Parah Aduma. We just learned it.
Thank you, David. Va'osa shana. And in that year, Shanina, we taught Maisu ba Omer, Migagos, Tzrifim, that how do they bring the Omer? Right? They used to bring these things, Ushte Alecha, Mibikos, Ein Socher. They used to bring these Karbanos, the Karban Omer, on the second day of, right, on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Oh, sorry, Canada, Omer, Ushte Alecha, on Shavuos. They used to bring them from near Yerushalayim, but there they had to bring them much farther from Yerushalayim. Any, wait, is this so that it's usher to learn Greek? The Greek, so to say, seemingly, the Greek, the Chochmas Yivanis, Lama Rebbe, Beretz Yisrael Lashon Sorsi Lama, why do they speak Lashon Sorsi in Eretz Yisrael, which is a dialect of Aramaic, and it was spoken by the B'nai Eretz Yisrael around the Mishnaic times? It was also the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Why do they speak Sorsi? Eli Lashon HaKodesh, Eli Lashon Yivanis, meaning either speak Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon Yivanis, seemingly, which is like Greek. I guess that was the popular language back then. Why speak this other language, Sorsi? Amar Yosef, and similarly, Rav Yosef says, Bavel, Loshon Arami, Lama, why speak Aramaic in Bavel? O Loshon HaKodesh, O Loshon Parsi. Either speak Loshon HaKodesh or Loshon Parsi, which is like Persian. I guess that was a popular language there. So why switch for your own language? Like, why speak your Yiddish, so to say, right? Why either speak the holy language or speak the local language? Why speak a different language? Says the Gemara, Lashon Yivanis Lachud v'Chachmas Yivanis Lachud. No. Right? But that was just a proof of why, meaning Lashon Yivanis is allowed, because they said, why not speak Lashon Yivanis? So, answer the Gemara, because there's a difference between the language of Greek and the Chachmas Yivanis, as we said. Chachmas Yivanis miasira. Wait, is Chachmas Yivanis really awesome? Remember, viewed Amar Shmuel. Mishum Rashbag, Mishum Ben Gamliel, Maidik Siv, Eine Olola, Lenafshi, my eyes crowd, Mikol Benosi, Ri, says Gemara, Elef Yuladim Hayubes Abba. Says, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, there were 1,000 young men in the house of my father. Chamesh Meos Lamdu Torah. 500 of them learned Torah. The Chamesh Meos Lamdu Chachmas Yivanis. 500 learned Chachmas Yivanis. Lonish Dairman Ela Anikan. And only I survived that, meaning nobody else made it out. Uben Achiyaba Ba'asya. And my father's brother in Asya. And he did learn. So seemingly, wait, there are people that did learn. So is it allowed? Are you allowed to learn? I mean, this is reviewed as household, right? So you're allowed to learn not on Chochmas Yivanis. And so Gemara, Shiny Shel Beis Rav Gamliel, De Kroven LaMalchus Havu. You're right. They had positions that they were close to the Malchus, and therefore they were able to study Chochmas Yivanis because they were connected to the Malchus. The Tanya, Mispar Komi, Reza Midarke Ha'emori. There's a certain hairstyle. I was trying to understand how it went. It seemed like it went like across their heads, like lines across their heads from ear to ear, and then the back was just long. I just couldn't really... Sorry?
Allen Iverson style.
I guess so, right, yeah. I was trying to picture, like, does anybody else have that today? I couldn't pick, but you're right. Like, some sort of... Yeah. But people without that kind of hair, though, it's hard to get that, right? It's like a certain...
I'm working on it.
But actually don't, yeah, because it's not allowed, right? Avtulus ben Ruvain, he tiru lesparkomi, but Avtulus ben Ruvain, he was allowed to have Seres Alshu Karov Lamalchus. There were certain things that people were allowed to do because they were Karov Lamalchus. Right? We had that the other day, right? Who was able to, Nechemia, the wine steward, right? He was able to drink of the wine, just yesterday. He was able to drink of the wine of Darius, as Yerushalmi says, because even though it was thank you. So he was still able to drink it because otherwise he had to drink it to make sure to show that it wasn't poison. Shehu Karvan Malchus. Shel Beis Rami Gamliel. He Tirlan Chalak Masivanus. So therefore, the home of Gamliel, they were allowed to turn Chalak Masivanus. Nivnei Shei Krovan Malchus. They were Karvan Malchus. The Pulmus Acheron in the final siege of Titus, which resulted in the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, Gozer Shlotetze Kalaba Pirion, a Kal Shana Goat in her canopy. My Taima, Mishum Tzniusa, because of a certain sense of Tznius there. Mishemeis Rabbi Yochan Batla HaChochma, when Rabbi Yochan passed away, Batla HaChochma, no longer did we have that true Chochma. Turn about it, Mishemeis Rabbi Elazar, Nignaz Sefer Torah. When Rabbi Elazar passed away, there was a certain Sefer Torah that was buried, I guess to show kind of who he was. Mishemeis Rabbi Yoshua, when Rabbi Yoshua passed away. Butla Eitza Umachshava. There was no longer that sense of Eitza and Machshava. Each of these are action-packed. Mishemeis Rabbi Akiva, Butlu Zroei Torah. When Rabbi Akiva passed away, the Zroei Torah, those who had their strength in Torah, the Nestatnu Maines HaChachma, and the wellsprings of Chachma were filled. We said on the Mishnah that when he passed away, Kavod HaTorah was gone. I guess this is another form of it. Mishmeis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah passed away, who was both Talmud Chacham and very wealthy, as Rashi says, Balu Ataros Chachma, the greatness of Chachma, meaning that sort of blend was no longer there. She'ateras Chachamim, Ashram, the wealth and the Torah altogether. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Balu Anche Maisa. That the Anche Maisa were no longer. Mishmeis Abba Yossi ben Katonta. That he was Mikatne Chasidim, he was the lowest of the Chasidim, to show kind of like the people that used to exist, the people that we no longer have in our generation. Mishemeis Ben Azai, as Ben Azai passed away, Batlu Hashakdonim, the diligent Torah scholars, we're no longer. We're trying to make up for all these, by the way. You know, we're sitting here, we're learning Torah. Baruch Hashem. Mishemeis Ben Zoma, Batlu Hadarshanim. When Ben Zoma passed away, the Darshanim were no longer. Mishemeis Rashbag, Rishim Ben Gamliel. Allah Gavoi, the locusts swarmed for Rabu Tsaros, and many Tsaros fell upon us. I've heard that a locust came because I think he was very careful on thievery and, you know, like not to steal anything. And locusts kind of come and they take from everybody's field and stuff. So that's kind of that. After he passed away, was able to spread. Mishemeis Rebbe, Huch Belutzaros, and when Rebbe, the redactor of the Mishnah, passed away, Huch Belutzaros, right? We had when Rashbag passed away, Rabu Tsaros, and when Rebbe passed away, Huch Belutzaros, Tsaros just kind of piled, exponentially increased. Mishemeis Rebbe, Butla Anava, when Rebbe passed away, as we said in the Mishnah, no longer was there Anava, the year Aschet, famous line, and whoever's going to, Moshe, as you finish off, the Gemara will just read this last line together after davening. I think the rabbi said he's not going to give his Devar Halacha. So you can read this line and we'll all kind of say the Hadron. You'll lead us there, but we'll all say Hadron Halach, and then we'll all say the Hadron. Okay? So here's this last line. Amar Le Rav Yosef, Latana. Wait! Lo Tisni Anava! Don't tell me that Anava ceased to exist once Rabbi passed away. De'ika, Anava. I'm here, right? Anava's still around, man. I got humility. Right? The Gra says there was somebody named Ana, and therefore it's not really that sense of Gaiva. But really, many others bring down, and this is, I think, a big source for there being a certain sense of healthy self-recognition for who we are. It's not a sense of, right, we share that unbelievable story of Rabbi, what was his name? In England, right? They asked him to come to testify in court. And he said, are you the greatest halakhic, like the greatest Torah authority today? And he said, yes.
Yes, I'm under oath.
And exactly. And they said, wait, how can you possibly say that? Doesn't your Torah say you shouldn't be arrogant? Yes. He says, yeah, but right now you're on I'm under oath. Right?
The same person who says, Imani Khan Hashem Khan? Imani Po?
Oh, interesting. Rav Yosef?
Didn't we say that?
Who else? I'm not
Did that end up with you?
That was in Sukkah, right? No? Who was Rav Yosef? Also, by the way, Rav Yosef forgot all of his Torah. We often have Rav Yosef asking to people had to remind him his Torah.
He was blind.
He was blind. He forgot his Torah. So therefore, lo tisni anava, meaning if you want to think about anava, think about me and appreciation for life, and you'll have anava. Amar Rav Nachman Latana lo tisni yaschet. Don't teach that yaschet was no longer in the world because Rebbe passed away. De'iko anah, because there is me. Let's appreciate who we are. Let's appreciate the unbelievable simcha. We just finished together, Deka Anah, that there is us, that there's all those of us who wake up in the darkness of the night to learn Torah, to shtagway with Torah, to join the rest of the world who learns Daf Yomi and to learn it well. May we have the schosim continuing forward. Thanks to Shalom Haber, we're going to split the Daf moving forward, so he and I will be partners here to make sure, Bezer Hashem, that KSY will continue to have a Daf Yomi share, and may we continue to share in simchos. And now forward to celebrating. And the same thanks, everybody, for making the same happen, for buying stuff, and for helping it all happen.